the state statutes on A&P commissions state that they can contract with certain groups to provide to the A&P commission actual services that are connected with tourism events or conventions. And that would typically be a chamber of commerce. So when I'm using this here, those are the type things that the chamber typically provides for this area. And if they're going to provide for those type of things, there needs to be a contract in place. What a lot of places regard as a contract is the application that is made to the A&P commission for that. And all I'm saying on this is that, you know, if you're going to use the application, you need to add a few more specifics to it so that it can be construed as a contract.